Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Let's Celebrate with Chuckacia. Oh, wow, what a great show, great show. I'm glad you're here with me. Wow, I see at least 1, 2, 3, 4 callers are already in their seats and with me. Fantastic. And we're looking at a great show. This is Chuckacia, and you're listening to the International Black Summit Talk Show, bringing you Let's Celebrate. So first of all, I just want to open up with our declaration for our listeners that have been with us before. You know that as part of the International Black Summit annual event, we say this declaration at the beginning and the ending of each time that we meet for those 4 days. And I'm going to be talking about the annual event later on in the show, so we'll say more about that. But you can go to blacksummit.org, and you'll find our declaration there. That's the Black Summit website. So I'm going to start. Let's just take a couple of deep breaths. Get myself centered here. Inhale. Exhale. The International Black Summit Declaration. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity, with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991, and coming to you straight out of Compton, California, on September 13th, 2009. So you're listening to Let's Celebrate. And what this show is about is actually a celebration of you, a celebration of me, of the wonderful, the fabulous, the exciting contribution that you are, that I am, that we are. This show is to acknowledge and praise that contribution that you give. And every one of us is a contribution. You know, think of it like a 1,000-piece puzzle, and then multiply that by a billion. And we know if we lost one of those pieces of the puzzle would not be complete. And you're each one of you a piece of the puzzle. And with you, you bring completion to all of us. So we're here at Let's Celebrate. We're going to be doing a lot tonight. Some of the things we're going to cover is the annual event. We're going to have Chuckacia the Griot Summit Stories. We're going to talk about the support program for the International Black Summit. I'm going to do a chant and response with you. I've been wanting music, so I'm going to bring music through this chant. I just wanted to say hello to my many listeners, and especially once again want to acknowledge all time always listening Jerry. So if you're out there, Jerry, wave at me by pressing the number one so I can see you light up there. And I see we have some listeners. So in about 5-6 minutes, oh, I saw a hand go up. I bet you that was Jerry's hand. And just going to be having you come in and make some comments. Maybe one of the items you could be thinking about is if there's anything you want to celebrate, because remember this show is about let's celebrate. So if you had a birthday or you reached some goal or something amazing happened for you, you know, share that with us. The other thing we're going to be looking at with Let's Celebrate is I say there's celebration everywhere us, all the time around us. And we think about celebration in terms of happy occasions or goals, but I'm saying, what if there's celebration all the time, everywhere? So that's what we're going to be looking at with that. But first, I want to just once again welcome you to the International Black Summit Talk Show. We're here every Sunday and Tuesday, and want to just give you our lineup. First of all, we have On Track coming from Chicago with Henrietta Bird, and then we have Vision Works coming out of Cherry Hill. And then we have Man of the Month straight out of New York. And also our male energy of Glenn, who does Man of the Month, also brings us the Wealth Club on Tuesday. The Wealth Club is 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and all our other shows are 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and then just convert that up for whatever area you're in. And what I want to do, because I just see many people, I see one person with their hand up, and I just want them to say hello and let us know they're listening and anything they would like to share with us for about 30 seconds. So I'm going to go to my person with their hand up, area code 347, with the first three numbers of 325. Okay, we're going to bring... Hello, who do we have there?
Hello.
Hi. Who's that?
Jerry.
All right, how you doing, Jerry? Welcome. Thank you for being with us again this week. It's just great that you're always here with us. I know we have some more listeners. They don't, they like to just sit back and listen. But we're just so happy that you like to share with us. And just wanted to give you like 20 seconds. Anything you like to share with us, you got 20 seconds. Anything there for you, Jerry?
Well, I got some to share this week. I told about five people about International Black Summit, and they said they're going to start calling very soon.
Okay. Well, I see another area code 347. So that may be one of your people there. And I see at least four other people. So remember, if you're a part of the listening audience and you like to make a comment, you press number one, right, Jerry, and that'll make your hand go up.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so you press one, and I'll see a little symbol by your name with your hand up, and that'll have me click on you. So thank you for being here, Jerry, and I'm going to go ahead and put you back on mute and share some more things about the show. All righty?
Okay, thank you, sister.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tonight is about celebration, all about celebration. And one of the places you could come to a celebration is in 2010 at our annual event that's going to be in Baltimore, Maryland this year. We just returned from London, England, having our annual event of the International Black Summit. So we're bringing it back home for people. We'll be right here. We'll be on the East Coast in Baltimore, Maryland. So if there's any people out there from Baltimore, make sure you click one and let me see that hand, because we're coming right to your city, Baltimore. Now, the International Black Summit, for new listeners, we have an annual event that happens at in August, the first Friday in August, and it goes for 4 days. So it really starts Thursday night, because we start with celebration. We start with party. We start with being in relationship with each other, because then we're going to go from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and be together each day from 9 to what we say completion. Completion could be 9 o'clock in the evening, or it could be 11 o'clock in the evening. It could go until midnight. When we were in Ghana, Africa, we went until 4 in the morning. So completion means when everyone's complete, that's when we stop, you know. So normally it usually goes around 9, and I'm hoping there's some people on tonight that were there in London, England. I was in London, England with them via the computer, because you can also join us virtually, just like how we're doing here on the computer. So there's lots of different ways. It's a four-day event. Thursday night is open to everyone. We always want you to tell your friends that's in the Baltimore area to come out and hang out with us and be in celebration. And then on Friday morning, we come together in for the International Black Summit annual event. And I love to share about the International Black Summit, because people go, well, what is it? Is it a club? Is it an organization? Yes, no. Yes, no. No, yes, yes, no. It's really something totally unique. And people have been listening for a week or a month. They're starting to really kind of get that. It's not your typical organization. It's really a conversation. We're being related and linked, just like how we are on this phone, through a conversation. And we say, as a people of African descent, that there's a conversation that we are. And we get together with each other and we dwell into that conversation. We deepen that conversation. We see what that conversation is. And so as you join us each week on our talk show, you'll hear more about the conversation. And it's very, very interesting. I have been participating in this conversation since 1993. Long time, a long time. So I've made many, many friends who are now family members. They feel like family. You actually get that you can create and generate family. It's not just about blood. So that gives you a little bit about the annual event. For the listening audience, we have a chat room. So you can join us in the chat room. Maybe you may not want to speak on the radio, but you can actually write comments in our chat room. And you can reach us here by dialing area code 646-716-9827. And that will bring you right into the show. And as I said, if you press 1, it will have your hand come up, and I'll know that you want to speak. You have a comment or a question. And other things we're going to be talking about is the support program. Now, the support program is actually an opportunity for you to become an Oprah or a Denzel or a Bill Cosby. You know how they give money to organizations. They give $1 million, all those things. It's not really how much they give, but probably why they give. they give to institutions and organizations that they want to see continue to be around. They find that what they do is making a difference in the community. So because the International Black Summit has been around for long, and we have learned that's something that people want to do, we created something called the support program, where you can make donations or contributions to the organization, or you can actually, what I call, set up a layaway program to have yourself be at the next summit by doing $50 a month. You do a donation of $50 a month, and starting here in October, that will actually pay your registration fee into the summit. So by the time the summit comes in August, you will have already completed that registration by donating $50 a month. Plus, it's a tax write-off. We have three ways. We give you three opportunities to be Denzel's and Oprah's. You can do $50 a month, you can do $250 a month, or you can go big and bad and be a big baller, as they say, and do $1,000 a month. And each one of those donations then gives you a gift. So like I said, with the $50 donation, it will your gift will be that your registration is completely paid for. At $250, we have annual meetings where we get together as a group. Now, the people who met in London, England, many people met for the very first time. And then there were people who were coming back that has been there since 1993. So every 3-4 months throughout the world, we come together at least 3 to 4 times a year before the annual event just to talk about what we're going to do since we're this conversation in the world. So once you attend one summit, you are now part of the planning body. And this year, 2009, October, third week in October, we will be in Oakland, California. So you people on the East Coast, you can come over and get some nice sunshine. And so we're going to be in Oakland, California. For that meeting. That meeting doesn't cost anything. It's, as I told you, the third week in October. And let me give you those dates. It will be the dates of the 17th and 18th. And people who are looking at or are part of the facilitator body, there'll be a meeting on the 16th. So if you like the summit in London and you want to be part of the people who help lead the summit in terms of you're in the front of the room helping to share the conversation, there's a Friday meeting that you would come to, October the 16th. So all of this you'll find at our website, blacksummit.org, blacksummit, all one word, .org. Make sure you do .org or you'll go somewhere else. And right at that website, you'll find more information. We'll be at Baltimore, Maryland. There's a calendar there. You click on the calendar in October, and it'll give you more information. And then you can always write in to us here at our Blog Talk Radio show. So, yes, you're listening to blogtalkradio.com, and you're listening to the International Black Summit Talk Show, and you're here with Chakaysha on Let's Celebrate. Great, great. I'm looking to see if there's any hands. I see a lot of people up. I'm going to just click on somebody and see if they want to share. If you don't, you just won't say anything, but I'm just going to bring somebody in here and go to area code 312. First three digits are 593. Just want to see if there's anything you want to just say hi to us. Hello, how are you? Oh, let's bring you in again. Just a minute. Hello, how are you?
Hi, Chakaysha. This is Henrietta.
Hey, Henrietta. Oh, great. We have Henrietta Bird, our host for On Track, our International Black Summit Talk Show. that's with us on our first Sunday of the month. So thank you for being here, Henrietta. How's the weather there in Chicago?
It's wonderful. It's going to be 80 all week, so we're excited. We're having an Indian. Yeah, I think it's Indian summer.
Okay. So, well,
yeah,
thank you for being with us. I'm going to bop over to somebody else and just tap them on the shoulder right quick, see if they want to say hello.
Buddy.
Okay. I'm going to be coming to area code 313, first three digits 205, and just want to see if you want to just say hello. Let me click one more time and bring you in. Hello, how are you? Okay, well, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. And we're going to be sharing some more things here on Let's Celebrate. I see we have Jerry's aboard with us. Many others. I see people from area code 313, area code 856, area code 347, and 312. So thank you for being here. The other thing, I've been really saying I want to have music, okay? Now, people who know Jakaysha know Jakaysha is crazy. Jakaysha loves to have fun, and Jakaysha doesn't care what people think. Jakaysha cares about having fun. So I have been wanting to have music on my show. And I'm looking for someone who loves to sing, who has original music, who, because you know the rule about you can't play other people's music without getting all this permission stuff. So I'm looking for people who have original music who would like just to come on and sing a song. So if that's you, I'm letting you know. I'm looking for you with love for you to come on and sing an original piece. But because one of the things that I've learned in the International Black Summit is a distinction called self-generating. So when you want something, you cause it to happen. So since I want music, I'm going to cause music. Now, I'm not a great singer, but I love to sing. And what I'm going to do today is share with you a chant. I love my culture. I love that I'm of African descent. And one of our cultural pieces that we have is doing what we call call and response. So I'm going to teach you a song. It's called Did You Feed My Cow? There was a lady by the name of Ella Jenkins who was known worldwide for her children music. And much of her music was call and response. So I'm a retired school teacher. I taught at early childhood levels. So I work with the preschoolers. But I've done this chant with middle school students, and they loved it. So I'm going to do it with you. I'm going to teach it to you, then we're going to do it together. So we're going to do it two times. So here's the first time. I'm going to teach it to you. So it goes like this. Did you feed my cow? Yes, ma'am. What did you feed her? Corn and hay. What did you feed her? Corn and hay. Did you milk my cow? Yes, ma'am. Did you milk my cow? Yes, ma'am. How did you milk her? Squish, squish, squish. How did you milk her? Squish, squish, squish. Did my cow get sick? Yes, ma'am. Was she covered with ticks? Yes, ma'am. How did she die? How did she die? Did the buzzards come? Yes, ma'am. Did the buzzards come? Yes, ma'am. How did they come? Flop, flop, flop. How did they come? Flop, flop, flop. Okay, now we're going to do it together. Okay, ready? Count of three. One, two, three. Did you feed my cow? Yes, ma'am. How did you, what did you feed her? Corn and hay. What did you feed her? Corn and hay. Did you milk my cow? Yes, ma'am. How did you milk her? Squish, squish, squish. How did you milk her? Squish, squish, squish. Did my cow get sick? Yes, ma'am. Was she covered with ticks? Yes, ma'am. How did she die? How did she die? Did the buzzards come? Yes, ma'am. Did the buzzards come? Yes, ma'am. How did they come? Flop, flop, flop. How did they come? Flop, flop, flop. So, yay, I got my music. Thank you. Thank you for letting me have music on. Let's celebrate. So, as I said, if you're a singer, or if you want to hear more singing and less of Takesha doing chants, call me and do some original music with us. So you can call us at area code 646-716-9827. Okay. Now, the show is called Let's Celebrate. And when I created this show, it was to acknowledge and praise the contribution that we are. And most of the time when I think of celebration, you know, it's things like parties. It's if you got an A on your report card, if you got a raise at your job, if a baby was born, if there's a birthday, usually things of that nature. But I say, what if there's celebration all the time, every minute, and we just don't know it? We just don't see it. We just haven't distinguished it. What if that was the case? And for me personally, I had that experience. Two things happened. Two things that normally you don't view as celebration. But I saw celebration. I actually generated celebration. I actually got present to the celebration that was always there. So the first time was in June of 2009. Some people know that I ended up being in the hospital over 8 days. Now, you would think being in the hospital, literally, dead, you know, life support, can't breathe without more than 2 minutes without the life support. Although intensive unit care, you know, that was the condition I was in. In a coma for 3 days, all those kind of things. Now, I mean, no, I don't get no celebration there. But out of the work of the International Black Summit, as I look back, I kept looking, I kept saying, where can I generate, where can I self-generate celebration here? What do I see here? Just remember this moment that perhaps I'm not seeing celebration. Just keep it in the back of your mind. Don't, you know, write it off as this is a negative situation. So as life at us, or as we live life, as we get back into life, as we are living life, you know, things went on, came out of the hospital, da-da-da-da-da. In the month of July, my mother, who had been ill for a period of time, actually ended up being in the hospital and then actually making her transition, passing away on July 23rd. And the thing that came for me was I got the celebration of me being in the hospital, because out of me being in the hospital, I really got clear that my mother wasn't leaving me, that even when my mother transitioned on July 23rd, that she wasn't gone, because my experience in the hospital had given me a whole new awakening around people and death and actually understanding the word transition. I used to wonder why people said they made their transition. I used to say, oh, I guess they don't want to say dead, huh? So they're using a nice word like transition. But out of my experience in the hospital, I did some transition. I was transitioning. And in out of that experience, I got the celebration. I got the celebration. I got to celebrate when my mother was in the hospital that she wasn't leaving me. She's going to be at another level. You know, I said to people, it's as if you're in a house and there's 100 rooms. we probably won't see each other a lot of times. I might be in room one and you're in room 99, but that doesn't mean we're not in the house together. So I actually got celebration out of my mother's transition because I got she's not gone. That's what had me think about this for the show tonight. Like, that was always present. Some people probably knew that very well already out there in the listening, audience. But, like, where is it hidden from your view, like it was hidden from me? Or what is now hidden that now that we've kind of talked about this, that you could actually see celebration? Like celebration is starting to pop out at you, or you're starting to ask yourself, is that transition? Not transition, is that celebration? Am I missing a moment to be in celebration? So we have a lot of people there on the line, and I would like for somebody to share with me if they see celebration in a place that they've not seen celebration before. So by pressing one, it has your hand pop up, and we actually will be able to click on you and have you share that. I see the a hand coming up, area code 856, so I'm going to come to you. And, Jerry, I still see your hand up. I don't know if you want to make another comment. If you could press 2 and then press 1 again, that'll let me know that it's still just not up from the last time. And I'm going to 856. Yes. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Shakesha. It's Clara. How are you?
Okay. Hi, Clara. Oh, this is host night. The hosts are with us. This is our host from Vision Works. She's in Cherry Hill. So thank you for being on with us, New Jersey, Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Yes, yes. Well, first I wanted to acknowledge and celebrate you for your song. I know you wanted to have singing on your show, and I just want to applaud you for taking that on and self-generating yourself. One of the distinctions of the summit to have what it is you wanted. So I acknowledge you and celebrate you for that. And
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm missing chatting with Shakesha, but I know, that may be coming.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe next month, I don't know. But I really, really enjoy and chatting with Shakesha. I love your stories.
Okay.
And what I would like to share tonight, one of the areas where I found celebration that was kind of a new place for me is inside of relationships. And so really just taking time to be in relationship in a lot of different areas, like to be in relationship spiritually, taking time in the morning just to pray, be in meditation. Also celebrating my relationship with my finances, like really taking time, to look at what I'm spending and how I'm spending it. And at the moment, I'm being in relationship with food, and I'm here with my very dear friend who's assisting me in eating healthy, and I'm celebrating my friend for taking the time to show me different ways of preparing food because I'm really boring when it comes to food. Like meat, vegetables, starch, put it on the plate. So I'm really celebrating and acknowledging that there's so many wonderful things that you can do with food to make it interesting and healthy and tasty. And also experimenting with new vegetables. So I'm celebrating my ability to try something new because I usually eat about 5 vegetables, broccoli, string beans, asparagus, what else? Cabbage and something else. And collard greens, yeah, any kind of greens. So now I'm experimenting with other vegetables that I don't know a whole lot about, so I'm just celebrating and acknowledging myself for stepping into new territory.
Okay, well, great.
And my relationship.
So celebrating relationship in, you were saying you're finding celebration in relationships. You were saying relationship sounded like with yourself because you said meditation.
Yeah, with God.
And then you said being with friends, and you're out with a friend, and inside of that, you're celebrating new types of foods, too, and ways of eating.
Yes.
Okay, well, great. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us. And you stay tuned because I think you're going to get what you want.
I like that.
Okay.
Thank you.
All righty. Okay, so Claire shared with us celebration in some places that are new for her or areas that she doesn't want to be new to her, you know. So it shows up in different places, different kinds of foods, celebration, you know. So that's really great. So continue to keep thinking about that. Let that marinate in your mind as we continue with the show. Now, we're going to just be on for 60 minutes, so we're kind of halfway through the show. And one of the things I wanted to share with you is actually honoring Claire's request, and I did have scheduled that there would be Summit Story, that we would have Story Hour today on the show. We're bringing back, including Chiquesha the Griot, and doing a Summit Story. And so, you know, I just want you to relax. Now, I know Henrietta was saying in Chicago it's 80 degrees, so it's in the evening. Some of you may be outside sitting on the porch. Hopefully you're sitting there with a nice lemonade or a nice cool mint julep or just some type of a nice cool drink just to cool yourself. California, the weather is great. Wherever you are, I just want you to sit back and relax. And Chiquesha the Griot will bring you one of my many Summit Stories. What's great about the Summit Story is that it's always based in truth. In fact, as these events took place, I witnessed them. So I'm going to bring you the Summit Story from the continent of Africa, from Ghana. Now, one of the things that happens when we have an annual event is that at the end of that annual event, out of that event usually comes a statement / declaration or a question. For many years, from 1993, for many, many years, what came out of the annual event was a question. Some of the questions was like, what is it to be black? Or the question was, do you have grace abundance in your life? So different questions. If you go to blacksummit.org, you'll actually see all of the questions and the declarations that have evolved out of the annual event. So in Ghana, we're now in Ghana. Now, Ghana's on the west coast of Africa. And the thing to know about Ghana, boys and girls, is that many of us that were taken from Africa, we usually came from that area, West Africa, and perhaps actually Ghana, because that's one of the areas where a lot of us, you know, was abducted and then brought here to the United States, and generations upon generations, we are now who we are now. But we actually traveled back to Ghana. And while we were in Ghana at our annual event, we were looking at many things. And one of the things you do in the summit is if you have a question or a concern or even a complaint, you actually come up to the microphone because the annual event isn't about people giving you answers, but you discovering the answer that always is living inside of you already, undistinguished as such. So we had this young man. He wasn't a very tall young man, you know, sort of on the short side. He kept coming up to the mic, and the complaint that he had, or the a request he kept making, was that he needed to buy books. In Ghana, for some people in Ghana, education is extremely expensive, and he had a program that he was doing, and he had a list of books that he needed to read to complete this course of work that he was doing. And he was passionately sharing with us these books, and if he had these books, he didn't have them, but he needed money so he could buy those books, because when he had those books, he could get the contribution he could be. I remember him going to the mic one time and saying, I could be a Martin Luther King Jr. if I had these books. And he just kept going to the mic. You know, every time he could work his way back to where it would be his turn again, he would be at the mic. And he was eloquent. He was passionate. And he was moving and inspiring the whole room as he was sharing. And we could all see that he was the Martin Luther King that he wanted to be. He was that right then. He didn't need books. He didn't have the books, and he was being it. And it's amazing that when everybody can see it but you. So we could see it, but he couldn't see it. But through the work that takes place in the International Black Summit during this annual event, things kept opening up for him, or envision an onion peeling back each layer of the onion, the skin of the onion. And so each time he would come to the mic, a new layer was being revealed to him. And eventually he came to the mic, and he was engaging in a conversation with one of the facilitators. And he was just, you know, once again, eloquently, passionately, inspiringly sharing about, you know, his situation and what he wanted to do. And as he stood at the mic, you could actually see this declaration, which will have been the first declaration, because all the other times what always came out of the annual event was a question. But what was about to happen was a declaration was about to be given birth. And you could see that declaration moving through him, about him, and around him, to the point that as he opened his mouth, he went, I'm enough. And he goes, I don't need any books. I don't need that. I'm enough. The more he said it, the more elated he got, to the point that he literally started gyrating. He literally started jumping up and down in front of the mic going, I'm enough. I'm enough. He was enough just the way he was. Just the way you are, just the way I am is enough. I'm enough. You're enough. And out of that summit, the declaration was, I'm enough. So Jakesha the Griot would conclude the story by saying to you, you are enough. Celebration, celebration. So celebrate yourself. So once again, you're listening to the International Black Summit Talk Show. We're here every Sunday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and wherever you are, the time is that time. Here in California, it's 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and we're here every Sunday. Other shows that are on is you have On Track with Henrietta Byrd coming out of Chicago. We have Let's Celebrate that you're listening tonight. We have Vision Works coming from Cherry Hill with Mrs. Devon, the fabulous Devon. And then we have that male energy. We're not leaving our men out of this. We have Glenn bringing us Man of the Month. And then Glenn comes back on Tuesday and brings us the Wealth Club at 6:30 p.m. And when we have a fifth Sunday, we got something for you on that fifth Sunday, too. So stay tuned. And as I was saying to you, out of each summit annual event, the annual event from concerning the summit, a declaration or a question comes out. And we just celebrated being in London, England. And what that statement was, that declaration is, I am present to myself as the source of my vision. Once again, I am present to myself as the source of my vision. Now, I know on Vision Works, they've been actually working with that declaration. So we'll be talking more about that throughout the week. I know On Track is looking at this. So, you know, continue to look at that. Now, I'm going to take another question or comment here. I see Jerry's hand up. I'm going to go and see if we have a comment or a question from Jerry. Just one moment. Remember, you can join us in the chat room. Okay, just hold on there, Jerry. Jerry, I'll get to you. My screen just dropped out of sight. Now it's back. I'll bring back up our switchboard. But as I said to you, we'll have our next annual event in Baltimore, Maryland, and you can start working on that. You can go to blacksummit.org and hear about our support program, which I shared with you earlier about. Okay, now we have Jerry. Jerry, did you have a comment or a question for us?
No, I just want to make a comment that I'm so happy that I'm part of the Black Summit family, you know. And each time that I hear each my brothers that I hear from y'all, it gives me so much joy. And you know, cause I make sure like I better call like 3-4 minutes before time, so it gives me inspiration to tell other people about it. And plus, you know, I could feel so liberated within myself. And the one thing I want to do is like to tell more people about it, have more passion, you know, to be, you know, to tell them, you know, this is, you know, you call it international black, because I already told two people already. And they said, yeah. And you know, and they said, really? I said, yes, I'm telling you. And pass the word around, you know. And I think that, you know, at least maybe I don't have that much now, but at least I can tell somebody a word of mouth that you need to get the recognition you deserve, because ever since my cousin gave me this number, and this thing going 2 months, I've been so liberated, and I've been so blessed, and I've just seen things, doors had opened up ever since I talked to International Blossom. Ever since I've been, I've actually seen blessings. I actually see, he was a brother, he was telling me, he said, yeah, we could work something out, you know.
Oh, okay.
So
let me just pause you for a moment, because you said something really powerful there, and I actually want to just have you look at it even a little closer. So the question was, where is there a celebration in your life? Now, you used the word blessing, and I'm going to just say blessing and celebration could be synonyms. So you said you can see many blessings. So just share one of those blessings, / celebrations that's present in your life?
Well, one of the blessings is that before I became Black Summit family.
There you go.
And you know, I always was into our culture. And I always watched TV, and they wasn't telling me personally the truth about our culture, about the Black man, the Black woman, and about Africa. And it was like something, like go to the library and I used to look at certain stuff, but sometimes they're just not telling the truth. And then I remember this show that Dr. Lennox Jeffries, and he was talking about how us as Africans, how we've been taken, how our family's breaking up, and how it's sad thing about it, how it's happening right now. And I always want to know, how do I do my part to try to tell that Black man, that Black woman, that I love you?
And what did you find? What did you find was your part? What was it that started being your part?
Just the point, sister, when I was listening to International Black Summit, when I was telling people about this, the blessing, and I was telling them, it was like love.
Right. So you actually start being the contribution. The very thing that you wanted to happen, which was the truth to be shared, you started sharing. What I hear is in your sharing with other people to listen to the radio show, is you having what you want in the world, which is the truth being said, that we get acknowledged as a people, and you've actually start sharing the show, which is actually bringing forth the truth that you want to hear.
Yes.
Yes.
And I feel real better. It seems that I got stronger. It feels like anybody could tell me anything, I look at please. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, you do your own investigation. Let me go to International Blast Summit. You know, that is none but love. You hear what I'm saying? And I said, these are people who has given up their time to pass this around. So when you call them, you give them respect that they deserve out of love. You give them respect that they do because they did not have to do it, but they do it because they have to. Because the sad thing about it, and I'm saying this out of love, we is not getting it in mainstream media. We're not getting the information about the wealth, about the health, about taking care of our bodies, about transformation, our goals. We don't get that in mainstream America. We don't.
Okay. So hold on for a minute. I'm going to stop you again.
Okay.
So a couple of things. So one, I just first want to thank you for sharing and for getting out into the world what it is that you want. And we're in our last 5 minutes, but what I want to say is I want to underline some of the things you shared with us, Jerry, in terms of you were talking about national media. So one, it's happening, Jerry. You are causing it to happen because this is an international show. It's going across the globe. When I was in Belize, Central America, we were doing this show. When we were in London, England, we were doing this show. And there's other people listening like you. So the word is going out, and you are causing it. And sometimes we look at a number and we say, well, 1, 2, 3, that's a small number. But remember, it was one man, Nelson Mandela, from a jail cell, out of who he was being and what he took on in his life, just like what you're taking on in your life, Jerry, who caused continents to shift around apartheid. And it looked like it was just one person. But it starts with one, and you're the one. So I want to thank you for being the one, Jerry. I want to thank you, and I want to thank everyone who's listening. because you're listening to the International Black Summit Talk Show. Your host, Chakaysha, bringing you Let's Celebrate. And you can go to our website, blacksummit.org, and hear about all of the places we have traveled around the world, totally internationally. Since I've been participating with the International Black Summit, I travel every 3 months. I'm almost in a different place. For years, I have traveled every continent except Antarctica, Australia, and China. I mean Asia, and I'll be going to visit my daughter in Japan in 2010, so we'll be able to check off Asia. And this came out of my participation with the International Black Summit. So I'm thanking our callers for their participation, for being with us, and being with us each week, what you're bringing to the conversation, what you're bringing to the space. In the International Black Summit, we talk about something, we call them distinctions. And one of the distinctions is a clearing. And you can think of a clearing like a location, like a place. If you've ever been in the woods and you're just walking through the woods, you see woods, 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 trees, 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 and then all of a sudden you see an opening. It's clear. No trees. Right there. It's a space. That's what we say we are. Right now, you're being a space. You're being a clearing. You're being the clearing for the show to get done in. You're being a clearing for the conversation that we are of people of African descent to be the transformation, to work in the transformation of the universe. You're being that clearing, and you're allowing us to clear in that clearing. So we're going to talk about that distinction a little bit more. We look at that distinction from three levels, clearing like a noun, clearing like a verb, and clearing like an adjective. So we'll be talking about that more in other shows. But I want you to be here with us. Be like Jerry. Tell your friends to listen and call in to area code 646. 716-9827 and listen. Also, you can share your comments, concerns, or questions. And I'm going to bring in one person very quickly. I'm going to give you 20 seconds because I saw your hand up before, area code 312. I think it's Henrietta. Let's check and see. Hello.
Hello, it is. I wanted to celebrate Tyler Perry's new movie.
Oh, yes, yes.
Because it's like perfect. The music is excellent. Mary J. Blige, Gladys Knight, I can't think of the other name, Tahiji or TJ.
Oh, the lady. Mm-hmm.
The main character. I mean, just a wonderful voice. But the storyline is excellent. You know, it's everything. It makes you laugh so hard, and it makes you cry just as hard. So I just wanted to celebrate Tyler Perry this weekend.
Great, great. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that in. A celebration. And remember, keep looking for where the celebration is that may be hidden from your view, that's already there, waiting for you to celebrate, waiting to let you in like I let Henrietta in to celebrate. Like she was a celebration sitting there waiting to happen, and I just had to take the time to give her the space to do that. So where in your life is there celebration waiting? It's waiting. It's there. It's there. And all it wants you to do is, like they say, let's celebrate. Where in your life can you bring that celebration? And here in the International Black Summit, that's what we want, is to celebrate who we are, who you are. You know, just a great big party, but a party like no other party. Not a party for entertainment, but for a party because we're just awesome. It's a celebration like an independence celebration, like a Mardi Gras celebration. It's celebrating who we are and who we continue to be and who we are going to be. Okay, you know, when you look at that newborn baby, knowing that they're a celebration. So thank you for being with us. We'll be back here next Sunday. Tell your friends, bring your friends, call your friends, and tell them to be here on the International Black Summit Talk Show. With that, we're saying I'm out. Lots of love, Chakaysha.